Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 51.
We have been on a series weekly on patience, and that is something that we know that we all need, but very few have. And so thank you for listening or tuning in visually to Table Talk and sharing the Word of God with you. I'm standing in the library that we have here at Christ Chapel. We are located at 3402 Locust Road, South Bend, Indiana. And so you're welcome to come to our library. This is the idea of my dear wife, Diane, that we need not just a corner, but we need a library. And it's a lending library. And so that's where I am on this series called Patience. Share with you the Word of God and what the Word of God has to say about be patient, take your time, take your foot off the gas pedal of life, and make sure that you have understanding of all things before you make judgment. And as human beings, that's sometimes a tall order. We just can't do it. I mean, we want instant information. We want instant results like right now. And when you say, when do you want that done by? And somebody yells out, I want it done yesterday. Well, obviously, you can't do it yesterday, but you can do it today. And they need to understand the probability of ever getting done with that kind of an attitude. If they have a better attitude, that would help you to get it done, I'm sure, a little bit sooner. So here we are in the book of Psalms 27. 27th Psalm, verse 14, that says, wait on the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Remember that chorus? Oh, man, what a powerful song and verse that is, because it's telling us that we need to wait on the Lord. And I'm going to add, and be able to wait on others, because that's what the Lord would have us to do. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. I say, wait on the Lord. You know, some people would say, that's kind of hard to do it today because there's so many distractions. It is true. And a lot of our distractions are almost all mechanical. So we have televisions and radios and internets and cell phones and computers and Game Boys and on it goes. Things that are visual, things that we can hear. And they take so much time. They're saying that a child can spend between 20 and 30 hours a week in front of a screen. It used to be just television screen, but now it's a screen. Computer screen, phone screen, or a television screen, and waste a lot of time just taking in things they're absorbing, they're watching. And when you ask that child a question, say, Billy, 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 did you hear me? They're not paying attention to you because they're focused on that screen. And then when that child gets older and into adolescence and teenage years, then to young adulthood, those traits do not go away. And so we have to understand that every single generation had its focal point, had that thing that just demanded attention. But here the Bible tells us that if you really want something heavenly of the Spirit, and you want it from G-O-D, you better spend time with Him. Time with God. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart, your spirit man. I say, wait on the Lord. One more. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 25, the Bible says, but if we hope for that we see not, in other words, there's a lot of things we are by faith believing God for. that we know things are going to transpire, and we see things in our spirit that are going to happen, but we are waiting patiently for it to manifest, for it to show up. It's already showed up in our spirit. We know it's going to happen. We're waiting patiently for it to happen. But in that Romans 8:25, it says, "But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." Wow. Romans 8:25. And so we need to meditate, chew on that word of God that we have digested, and make sure it is all digested before we move on to something else. And sometimes we're believing God, or I'm standing. And you know that old hymn, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I mean, we sung it with gusto. The long people didn't stand too long, because the waves come, the winds of life show up, and you're losing your footing. And all of a sudden, you're not standing anymore. Something happens in your life. Tragedy takes place. Disappointments come. And you look at the God and say, "God, I'm mad at you. Why did you let this happen?" When God did not let it happen at all. God is a sovereign God, but He gave us our will and others' will to exercise the will, the human will, to believe God or not to believe God. Then the Bible tells us we have an eternal enemy named the devil. And just think with me for a second. The devil cannot attack God, but he does attack God's creation. And we, as the creation of God, that is the only way for the devil to get back at God for kicking him out of his position in heaven. But that's why Jesus came to save us, number one. But then number two, that's why we have the armor of God. To put on the whole armor of God. And if you know the scripture, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, talks about the armor of God and tells us, having done all to stand. Patience. Having done all to stand. And that is a good question. Have you done all yet? Have you done everything that the Spirit has told us to do, or the Word of God has already told us to do? Have you done it all in faith? But it tells us, having done all to stand, stand therefore. And it goes into the armor of God and what we can put on every single day. There's never been a soldier running out of the barracks and forgetting his weapon, forgetting his helmet, or I forgot my backpack, or I forgot my shoes. No. They are schooled and trained not to forget. And they know where those things are. They put them on quickly. They are equipped and ready. And so we, as the body of Christ, we should know where the different things are that we need in battle. We should be able to go to them quickly, put them on, and be ready for the challenge of the day. And then deal patiently with people, fervently with God, rebuking the enemy in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. And His anointing. I want to thank you so very much for spending this time with me on Table Talk. God bless.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.